Well, we are now joined in the studio by some of our friends from the North Carolina Botanical Garden. They've got some really exciting events coming up. In particular, their 33rd annual Sculpture in the Garden exhibit. That is getting started with a preview party on Saturday, September 11th, where folks can meet the artists and get a first viewing of the show. And then it's going to be open to the public very shortly afterward, too. Always great to drop by the Botanical Garden on Old Mason Farm Road in Chapel Hill. And joining me today to talk a little bit more about what's happening around the garden is Emily Oglesby, who is the Exhibits and Communications Coordinator for the gardens, as well as Jordan Wilkins, the Associate Director of Development. Emily and Jordan, thanks so much for stopping by. How are y'all?
Great to be here. Thank you.
Absolutely. So let's start with you, Amy. Can you tell us a little bit about the North Carolina Botanical Garden's history? Because this might be something that listeners are always aware of. Maybe they drive by and see the sign, but for those who haven't popped in and don't know how long it's been around, you know, what is there to know?
Sure. Yeah. So we are a public garden. We're part of UNC Chapel Hill. The garden was started over 50 years ago. We oversee over 1,100 acres of gardens and natural areas in Orange and Durham counties, and that includes our main display gardens off of Old Mason Farm Road and 15501 in Chapel Hill, and it also includes other local favorites like Coker Arboretum, Battle Park and Forest Theater, and Mason Farm Biological Reserve. All of our spaces are free to visit, and we're a conservation garden, and so what that means is we're focused on southeastern native plants, and gardening with them and educating people about them and even getting out into the field and researching and protecting them.
Got it. And we always know that there are different events happening like Sculpture in the Garden. As I said, 33rd year that it is happening. So what can you do to kind of preview the event for and give us kind of an overview of what to expect?
Yeah. So Sculpture in the Garden is an outdoor sculpture show. It happens each fall at our main display gardens. As you said, it's the 33rd year. And the way it works is it's free to visit. We welcome donations for if you're able. That helps us keep the show going. We have a numbered map and guide, and people will be able to pick one up and take a self-guided tour around the show. There is really something for everyone, all kinds of styles. You know, there are little frogs and dragons and turtles. And then there are like, you know, massive abstract steel sculptures. So there's something for the whole family. And they're all kind of tucked in and around our display gardens. So it's a fun time.
Well, we're looking forward to it coming up. You just heard Emily Oglesby, and I'm turning now to Jordan Wilkins with the North Carolina Botanical Garden. They are also presenting this conversation. And Jordan, the Sculpture in the Garden exhibit there every year for 33 years, but do you know what kind of changes in between and if there is anything special this year that's going on? Or that's kind of more Emily's side since you're on the exhibit side, right?
Yeah. So I'll take that one. This year we have 60 installations by 38 North Carolina artists. And every year the sculptures are different. You know, if people have been to see the show before, you might recognize some of the returning artists have similar styles. But yeah, it's a totally different show each year. So
that is very exciting. So, Jordan, can you talk a little bit about the kickoff event that's coming up? Is that more in your wheelhouse?
Yeah, I can talk about the kickoff event. Our preview party will be on Saturday, September 11th from 4:30 to 6:30. You'll get a first chance to see all of our sculptures up close and meet the artists that put the show together. We'll have different voting options. You can vote for the People's Choice Award at the event, as well as make early purchases of the sculptures in our show. So 30% of the sales of each sculpture will go to support the North Carolina Botanical Garden, which is great. And we'll also have some food and fun, so it'll be a great event, and it'll be all outside, so you can feel safe while attending.
That is awesome. I had no idea that there's a People's Choice Award for their favorite sculpture. That sounds like it is a blast, and I imagine that one of the benefits of holding it when you guys do. I think September is one of the more like perfect months of the year in general, but Jordan, I imagine that holding it during the fall, a big benefit is kind of what we're experiencing now, a little bit cooler temperature, but still on the nice side, right?
Absolutely. The weather will be comfortable, and as the seasons change, the backdrop will change, so you'll see the sculptures in a different part of the garden at a different angle each time you come.
Absolutely. And Emily, turning back to you, when you guys start Sculpture in the Gardens, I imagine a lot of folks come by right at first, but is the fall in general kind of a more popular time that people visit the botanical gardens? When do you guys see the most people swing through?
Totally, yeah. I like to tell people that fall at the garden is like a second spring, not just because of the temperature, but because, you know, we have a whole new round of fall wildflowers, asters and goldenrod, and the grass fall grasses, and then the leaves are starting to change, and then yeah, the temperature is just so much nicer. So it's a really wonderful time to come just walk around the garden in general. And yeah, as you were saying, like in September, it still kind of feels like summer. By December, when it closes, it's like basically feels like winter. So there's so much, you know, we tell people to come multiple times over the course of the show because it's like a totally different experience.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Emily Oglesby as well as Jordan Wilkins from the North Carolina Botanical Garden. They are presenting this conversation as we're getting ready for their Sculpture in the Garden preview party. That's going to be Saturday, September 11th. It's going to go from 4:30 to 6:30. And after that, people will then be able to swing through, visit the botanical gardens and see all these sculptures on display and make early purchases, make your votes for the People's Choice Award. Again, that's a little detail I had no idea about. Jordan, Emily, as we begin to kind of wrap up the conversation, who do we need to thank? Because I know that events like this are always a group effort, usually from several organizations, both local and across the state. So who are some folks that we need to shout out to thank for helping us get Sculpture in the Garden going?
Well, we at the North Carolina Botanical Garden are so grateful for all of our community supporters and corporate partners that help champion our plant conservation mission. I'd love to give a special shout out to our Sculpture in the Garden exhibit event host, Vikram Rao and Susan Henning, Anne and Lex Alexander, Paula Noel and Palmer Page, and Stuart Parker. Thank you all so much to these families, as well as the community at large, for helping out our Sculpture in the Garden show and helping the show flourish.
Yeah, absolutely. And Emily, turning back to you, obviously this is just something, one of the many things that will be happening at the Botanical Gardens over the next couple of months, but is there anything else that you want to put on folks' radars that they also might be able to swing through and check out?
Yeah, absolutely. So at the end of September, we're very excited. It's our annual fall plant sale. We have the members night on Friday, September 24th, and then the public sale on Saturday, September 25th. The members get a 10% discount, and you can become a member at the door. So this is always a really exciting thing. Last year, we weren't able to have it because of COVID, so we're excited to welcome people back. All kinds of, like, you know, hundreds of species of plants for your garden. So that's really fun. And then later at the end of October, we have Botanical, which is a fun family friendly event. So those are a couple things to look out for.
And for people who might want to try and go to the preview party on September 11th, is there any place they need to go to get tickets or become a member to do so? Anything along those
lines?
Great
question. Yes. You can go to our website, ncbg.unc.edu, and you'll see either under events or if you scroll down on the homepage, more information about the party. Tickets are $30 per person.
Absolutely. Jordan, turning to you to kind of wrap things up, what's your favorite part of working at the Botanical Garden, and what would you advocate for people to come see, not just during Sculpture in the Garden, but maybe just across the fall in general?
I think it's great just to see the different types of native plants that you can find in your own backyard and kind of get to know more about them. I highly encourage people to walk around our Children's Wonder Garden if they have families. It's a great place for the little ones to explore while also learning. And also see our carnivorous plant bed. That's usually one of my favorite spots to visit and see things that are very special to southeastern North Carolina.
All right. Well, you can check out that stuff and lots of awesome artwork during the Sculpture in the Garden event that is happening at the North Carolina Botanical Garden from September 12th through December 5th, and they've got their preview party on Saturday, September 11th, coming up too. Emily Oglesby and Jordan Wilkins, thanks so much for stopping by today to share a little bit about the event.
Thank you.
And once again, this conversation presented by the North Carolina Botanical Garden.